This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
I hear you, and it hurts me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we don't have to spend all day on this, but I do disagree with those saying nothing to see here.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're talking about Will Clark, who on his Deuces Wild podcast said that he was at the ballpark on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, supposedly to work with Rafael Devers at first base, and Devers didn't show up any of the 3 days. And then, you know, he said, I'll tell you right now, next time I'm at that ballpark, I'm going to grab him around the neck and make sure he works out or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that the Will Clark part of this is, to me, a little gratuitous, meaning I don't really care that much that Will Clark said what he said, because that's who he is, and we kind of know that. I'm more interested in whether or not Rafael Devers truly didn't go work out with Will Clark for whatever reason, but knew about it. And I just can't imagine that. That's all.
Okay. And I've come down Bob Melvin's road many of times for lack of emotion. This is totally different, but tell me what you think, Steiny, because a heavyweight icon in the Bay Area media texts me, who will remain anonymous, and they don't like the Will Clark part of this, how he's handling and what he said on the podcast. But the bottom line is, Will Clark mentioned Bob Melvin's name. So, again, is it crazy that I think that Bob was asked before today's game by a media member, did Ralphie know?
That's possible. It's possible. I mean,
if I'm Bob, I want to clean this up. Because, Steiny, this is Major League Baseball. Communication is everything. I don't think 3 days can go on, like Will is saying, and nobody knowing what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you address it. I don't know if you don't address it. I don't know if you
Will
just
brought your name up.
I don't know if you address it just in-house. I don't know if you address it to the media.
But you got to.
And Book of Barnett, you've got to hear what I say on the YouTube chat. Also, if you want to jump into the text line at 888-957-9570 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, you can. The Will Clark thing, to me, Book of Barnett, isn't the biggest part of this deal. The biggest part of the deal is that he makes it sound like Devers blew him off and had no interest in working with him at first base. That, I do think, is quite relevant.
Okay, I'm with you. But can I say one more thing? You talked about where his paycheck is coming from, Will Clark's, and forget his chicken. And Steiny, the dude is an icon at first base for the Giants. I'm not arguing that.
In the Bay.
But when I hear him say, I'll come back and drag you, like, Will, you don't run it. I don't know, Stoney. It hits me like, Will, you don't run it like that, Will. You are a dude, but you don't run it like that. Do you?
Well, I can't.
Because now you didn't put Melvin's name in it.
I mean, you are obviously, you know, you're free to interpret that part of it.
Okay.
In your own way, because there was a lot going on there. Do I believe he meant it? No, I think that's Will Clark's way of, like, kind of joking around and saying, I'll tell you, you have your ass there when I'm there next. But what I'm like, okay, that's just Will Clark being Will Clark to me. But if other people take it differently, like, it's way more of a kind of a slap in the face or an insult, then you've got the reason to think that way. Mm. So
I hope that unprovoked that Melvin would know that this is kind of out there and just put it to rest, or Devers for that matter, and Matt Williams.
Yeah, I don't know. I also wonder, somebody's got to go up to Devers and ask him.
Oh my gosh.
Right? It's real simple. Hey, what's the word for stiff?
Like, stood
hey,
up.
Hey, no. Hey, Rafi, did you stiff Will Clark? What's the word stiff in Spanish?
All I know is yo tengo nosotros. Come on.
Come on. What's come on?
I flunked.
You know what? I'm
shocked you don't know Spanish. No, see, you and Evan.
I need to listen.
No, you know it or you don't.
No, that's you're wrong. There are various stages in between not speaking a language and speaking it fluently.
Can you give me us an example? That's all. You don't need to say any more
stuff. I mean,
you're laughing. I'm like, dude,
Here's the thing. I took a lot of Spanish in high school. I've forgotten a lot of it. But you send me to Mexico for 6 weeks, and I'm coming back, and I'm gonna be able to communicate in Spanish.
Well, you had your chance.
Maybe not like in English, but you go down there. Let me tell you something about immersing yourself in a culture and language. First of all, don't be afraid to do it. I know it's scary, and I know everybody doesn't like to get out of their comfort zone, Evan and Guru, but don't be afraid every once in a while to make yourself vulnerable.
I do it every day.
Don't be afraid to say, you know, I'm going to put myself
out there
in a different kind of situation, just as a learning experience. And that's what life's about. That's what life's about.
How good your Spanish, Evan?
You also can't be afraid to say these easy three words. I don't know.
And that man.
Oh, boy.
That is great.
What specifically do you think?
I was taught by all wise man, if you don't know,
just say no.
People will appreciate you don't know, but I can take you where we can get the answer. And that's why I was so good at sales. I didn't fake it.
So good you want it out.
Well.
So sales was going so well, you said, I want to be a sports talk radio host.
I'm Batman.
And
What's Buddy doing?
What
these
a
days?
Special one you are!
I saved the day.
Great. I miss him.
I want Buddy.
Like, no, seriously, Evan, that put me in a good mood, man.
I want Buddy healed.
I'm
I want Buddy healed to bust Jimmy Butler's, you know what, all season long.
Oh man!
Because you know, if Buddy does something at the wrong time, when Butler's not feeling it, we're gonna have some action.
Without a doubt.
You know it.
Oh,
they
man.
They are a fine line between funny and fighting. I don't know how you can not like Buddy Hield. That's me. Hey, we were talking about something interesting.
Well, we always do,
and it might not be. But I'll just throw it out there. So I don't know how it came up this morning, but we were talking about Freeze. Now, you guys might not know who Freeze is. Freeze is an Atlanta Braves mascot of sorts, but the Braves have this thing where in the eighth inning, Freeze is a sprinter, but he's in a costume, like a superhero.
Right.
And he races what's normally a fan. And Freeze lets the fan, they run along, they go from left field to right field, and it's a sprint along the dugout, or I'm sorry, along the warning track. And Freeze lets the person get a big lead, and then he runs, and there's usually a pretty good finish, but Freeze, I would say he wins most of the time.
I'm watching it right now. It's incredible.
So,
man.
I'm saying, I said to Evan and I said, let me tell you something. That the Freeze sprint in Atlanta is unbelievable. Like it is one of the best, you know, sideshows to a game that you could have. Like I just think it's great. Yeah. It's one of those things, and we see him at games a lot. There's a lot going on, but this one with Freeze works.
Yeah,
it's just great. So it's saying
like he's Jesse Owens, Steiny.
He might be. So anyway, I said to Evan and Goo, what is a part of a game that's adjacent to it at the arena, let's say,
okay,
that you just love.
Okay.
And it enhances the experience rather than takes away from it.
So here's my answer. When we go to an NBA game to watch millionaires basically play ball, right?
Yeah.
There's one opportunity for a regular guy or gal to get their money. And that's that damn half-court shot, Steiny.
Okay.
I am a sucker for it. I've seen guys in the huddle say, block out the coach and just focus on, is Steiny going to win him 10 or 20K, a car or what have you? And you can't tell me that's not everything. I feel like that's our free throw. Obviously, it's more difficult. But the common man and woman are featured in an NBA game where guys are getting money by the point, by the second. Us regular people got a shot. It's a long shot, but Steiny, I've seen some make it. Bonte got 500 sitting on his ass at the Stanford game. I thought it was five.
Three.
Look at you counting money. No, but anyway, he got 300.
3 years.
yeah, but so, to me, that's the half court shot.
All right, so couple other ones that I thought of that I love. First of all, shout out Red Panda. She's the greatest halftime entertainer of all time.
And she's on the IL now.
She can get well soon. What about
you had a good one.
Do you guys all like the parachutes that come down at Chase Center with goodies or tickets that everybody lunges at during a timeout that come down from the rafters?
I'm going to let Evan go, Steiny, but I got to be careful here.
Oh.
As an adult, I look at like, I see grown-ups turn to kids over a shirt.
Yeah.
Now, I love
the
free
swag shirts.
Yes.
Those are fun.
But I just can't. It's not stooped to a level. It's like the team store's right outside, guys. But watching people just Evan, like they hit Lotto, get a shirt.
It is pretty amazing.
I look the other way, but it's everywhere. That's just me.
Yeah, you really find out who people are when there's something free on the line.
I mean,
I couldn't have said it better.
You got
Silicon Valley
executives making $13 million a year lunging over their kids to get a ticket.
Knocking food out their hands to get two tickets to
Gott's Roadside Deli after the game.
Dude, that is great, man. Oh.
Anyway, if you have one of those, we can sprinkle you in at 888-957-9570. Here's another great addition to a game, and Evan brought this one up. College football game day.
Oh, man.
The field goal.
Oh, it just happened that was last year.
Yeah.
I made it.
When they ask a fan to kick a field goal, and if he makes it, he wins.
That's pretty cool.
That might be the best part of game day.
I know. Yeah. Well, now especially.
Well, now, why would you say
Lee Corso retired?
Oh, I thought you were going McAfee.
Well, he's been
Hey, Evan.
Hey, leave him alone, Evan. That's our guy.
415, this is a good one. I like the dogs catching the Frisbees at 49er halftime shows. I remember those. And those were those are so much better than the ones at NBA games because you could throw the Frisbee like 70 yards and the dog will run the length of the field.
They're going back, man. They're going back with that one.
The freeze is pretty unique, though, because I'm reading about the origin story.
Yeah,
flash.
Like a lot of these entertainment, you know, you can kind of put them in whatever arena. But apparently the freeze was a part of the grounds crew, and they discovered that he was a former track star. I think he went to like an NAIA school, but he ran like a 10.300 meter.
Wow.
And so they just decided to have him start racing one day in 2017. And apparently they're looking for the next freeze right now because, God forbid, this guy loses a step. They got to find someone else to race.
But
that's true.
That's why last night after Bailey hit it off the bricks, Marsh looked like Freeze to me chasing the baseball.
Freeze might have gotten to the ball in time for them to make a play at the plate.
Marsh was like frantic, and the ball had somewhere to go, Evan. Well, I thought, that's Freeze.
No, he would have caught Marsh. He would have caught Bailey with a three-base lead.
Yeah, he would have. He would have.
Oh, man.
510 saying dot racing.
Oh, I forgot that. At the so A's game. Good. They used to have it at the A's game.
He wants to know if they still do that. That was like the original. That was like the Miss Pac-Man of
look at
sideshow games. That's it. Okay, do it. Here's one. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Okay. The late great John Curley. Fair foul. The kiss cam. The kiss cam. Yes or no? The kiss cam.
I'm gonna be honest. You can determine Evan the health of a relationship by how that thing is done. I've seen some stuff where it's like, oh, okay. But Evan, if it's all good, it's great. But I've seen some things to where I'm like, I don't know how much longer they got.
Honestly, it is one of the best parts about sporting events because you occasionally you see a couple there that's just friends.
Oh!
And you really see which side of things it's leaning towards.
It can be awkies, as
right,
my kids say.
There we go. Oh, man.
Somebody mentioned the sausage races in Milwaukee. Yeah.
Well, they call them something else. What is it? It's a P word.
Oh. Yeah, they're like mascot races. Like in D.C., they have presidents that race.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
And the A's used to do a Ricky Henderson and have all the...
Yeah, but I think they did. I think most teams have bit that from Milwaukee because they race the sausages.
Yeah.
See, when I think of Milwaukee, I think of something else. But
Laverne and Shirley.
No, just as good. Bernie Brewer.
The slide.
The slide into the beer after a home run?
Yeah.
Oh.
But there's only one.
I like that one. I like that.
I was thinking of the late, great Bob Uecker. Rest in peace. Just a bit outside. You would call him Mr. Brewer, Milwaukee. Oh, my God.
I'm talking about Bernie Brewer.
Yeah, but I'm giving love to our guy, Uke.
Just like he gave love to Rob Deere.
That was, you got to.
Not Bobby Dernier.
That was great stuff.
Last guy to hit a home run, walk off or something or other. I kid. Bob Dernier.
No, 1989, he was on the Phillies and they did that to the Giants.
Don't tell me who's on the Phillies. I know who's on the Phillies. He also played for the Cubs.
Yeah, look at you.
But and then you said, no, he didn't play. Anyway,
I
Rob
he had
Deere.
Power, right? Yeah.
That was Rob Deere.
Yeah, first two seasons of his career with the Giants.
Dernier was fast.
Yeah.
Dernier could fly, actually.
Dude, all those old baseball names, Evan wasn't even here yet. Dave Revering?
I'm convinced that half these guys that you talk about did not exist.
Johnny LeMaster, the worst shortstop in Giants history? Come on, Evan.
Some of these names are so outlandish. I just can't believe.
Darryl Evans?
Well, that's a normal one.
Shooty Babbitt, we all know.
You know, I forgot. What
Tommy Armas.
You had a lot. I forgot. You had a lot of nerve yesterday.
Uh-oh.
If I remember correctly.
Just yesterday?
What, like, you're like scoffing at one of the greatest reliever seasons of all time.
Oh, this is at the cafeteria.
That's right.
No, this got pretty
intense. So, you know, Evan is a Mr. Purist and Mr. The game was never as good as it is now. We're talking about relievers. And I said, Sparky Lyle, you know, in the mid-70s, it was unbelievable. He won the Cy Young as a reliever.
Yeah.
And I said, Evan, you know, here's the thing again. It's just, I don't know why, but I remember some numbers, and he was 13-5, which he was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But how many saves did he have? 26.
Yeah, memorizing numbers does not make something more impressive.
Yes, it does.
Mm-mm.
Because the numbers...
It does to you.
So, okay. So, what was the ERA? Well, 2.17?
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
13-5, 26 saves, and a 2.17 ERA. How many games did he pitch in? How many innings did he pitch?
He threw 137.
Oh my goodness. That would be that would rank among the leaders in starters probably these days.
Yeah, Steiny, the thing is, he didn't pitch today. He pitched in 1978.
That's right.
And my point was simply, there's about four guys on this list that deserve to win the Cy Young over him.
And he hit me with that, Steiny.
Who?
Give him one.
Frank Tanana. Threw 7 shutouts that season.
Lefty.
And nearly 300 innings.
They didn't win. The Angels didn't win.
You do realize, and you use this all the time now, but it doesn't seem to apply to when you watch baseball, the pitcher doesn't do everything. He also won 15 games and led the league in ERA.
Tanana?
Yeah.
Hey, look, I got news for you. In 78 or 79, 15 wins didn't cut it.
What about 20?
Okay, fine. But
there's three guys who won 20 games.
Okay, who?
This is impressive.
Jim Palmer.
Oh, my goodness.
Big deal. He won 20 every year.
He threw 320 innings that season.
You know what?
And 22 complete games.
Right. And you know what we used to do back then when those stats came out? We expected it because they were old school horses.
You know what a win means as a reliever? I'm sorry.
Not
as a closer.
Okay.
You know what a win means as a closer?
Okay. This is where you need a little bit more history, because closers back in the day would come in tie games, often in the eighth inning.
It also means you blew it.
Mm. 5 times. What is the winning percentage of 13-5? If you extrapolate 13
and
5.
You can blow a game and not lose it.
That he didn't.
Okay.
Trust me. Who was the other 20-game winner? I'll tell you all about these guys.
Dennis Leonard.
He was so beatable. He
went 20-12.
You're right, but he was beatable. He was the Royals' number one pitcher. Him and Paul Splitorf.
Well, had to get 20 wins.
He got 20 wins in the regular season. Then the Yankees would shell him in the postseason. Because you could not throw right. You could, righties couldn't beat the Yankees back then.
Even Ron Guidry had a better year than your boy.
Ron, 20-9?
No, he went 16-7. Yeah, he threw 220 innings.
Yikes.
The point was, relievers should never win Cy Youngs.
I'm with you, Evan.
Dennis Eckersley on the phone?
Yeah, that's in. He won MVP, and that's a joke.
It won't happen in this day,
that was
Evan.
A joke?
Yeah.
It okay, won't happen
me,
in this day.
Let me see if I can remember everything here. I know this. He was 7-1. And
I'm with you.
And his ERA, I'm sorry, not his ERA. He had 52 saves. Now, his ERA, I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, you should.
But it was in
the
ones. Okay, what is it?
No, I'm saying that's the important part of whatever pitcher we're talking about, the ERA.
No, it's the saves.
See that now.
And don't.
No, I'm saying.
Don't castigate me for something you don't know either.
No, I do know.
1 point what?
9-1.
Mm-hmm.
He also had 51 saves.
But they fixed that problem, Stoney.
Who?
Major League Baseball. Like, guys aren't getting that award. Starters are getting it. Horses.
There are no horses anymore. For God's sakes.
What do you mean? You watch one every 5 days for the Giants.
Look,
he's pitching on Friday.
Who, Ray or Webb?
He's pitching on Friday.
Okay.
Webby, baby.
All right. Do you realize that big... Okay. You just rattled off five guys who threw 300 innings, but you're comparing Logan Webb to those guys. That's okay. I just like to know where you're coming from sometimes.
I'd like you to admit that Sparky Lyle was not the best pitcher in 1978.
I thought we left the cafeteria.
I will not do that.
I know you won't. Because when he was, you were, so I don't want to say how old you were, but when you were that age, you were transfixed. You were enraptured by old, just...
They weren't
archaic
old at the time.
Forms of baseball.
And we get
they
the,
were in their prime
doing.
At that point.
Because I'm not too far. Well,
listen, man, you know what? I appreciate you guys. Because here's what you're doing. Here's what you're doing. You are acknowledging your shortcomings. And we all appreciate that. We all have blind spots. And you guys have a blind spot when it comes to 1970s baseball.
Please.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Valkyrie's big win today, 80-61 over.
By the way, Murillo, you're banned.
Oh, yeah.
It just started to hit Guru and I. This, I got a mouth. I got to check your mouth. Okay. Chris Rose coming up at 1:30, John Boy Media and NFL Network. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Safeway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.